What's up, guys? Jill here with my husband, Mike Rosato. Too Real with Mike and Jillian. Another episode for your Wednesday morning.
Yes.
We are back. What you got? You're looking at me like you got something.
No, I'm just waiting for you to intro us.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about something that, again, previous conversation that we just had about solitude.
Mm.
Because...
You love being alone.
I don't love being alone. I am a, what would they call it? I am a, is it an introverted extrovert?
You're an extroverted introvert.
I'm an extroverted introvert.
Yes.
Right? Would you consider yourself the same thing?
No. I'm an introvert.
You're an introverted introvert.
Yes. I'm an introverted introvert.
That's not true. You could shake hands and kiss babies.
Because I have to.
Right. Like, I do it because I have to.
If I'm put in a position, like if I'm put in a room. Mm-hmm. And there are people that can like go around and talk, go walk up to someone, talk about anything, like totally outgoing, da da da. That is not me. Mm-hmm. If I'm in a room and I don't have to like talk to people, I'm completely content sitting on my phone in the corner and not talking to anybody. However,
but for the record, she loves people.
Sometimes.
So yeah, same
but
thing.
In the role that I play, I can't do that. So I'm. Not forced, but forced to be social and participate in small talk, which is like my least favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
So I do it. I've grown in that area, but it is still not my preferred state.
Yeah. But you, let me put you, like being around certain individuals.
People that I know and love and know well, like I'm totally fine.
Right.
It's the people that I don't know. I'm just not, I admire, like I see women, I admire them. They can go up and they talk to anyone, start a conversation, like completely comfortable. It's just not me.
Yeah.
It's just not. I'll do it when I have to, but I'm not comfortable in it. And yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now that I've just aired myself out.
No, that's okay. Because, you know, being what I do for the last couple decades, like I get good at, you know, being the person who knows a little bit about every subject,
mm-hmm.
you know,
you're my wingman.
Right.
Yeah.
However, the nature of my introvertedness desires solitude from every now and then so that I could refill my tank so I could do more extroverted stuff.
Yeah. I find it interesting too, because people looking at us would assume that we're extroverts.
Right.
Because you can stand on a stage in front of 30,000 people and speak and be completely fine. Or like me, because of my like social media background, like I'll sit there and talk on my Instagram stories with no makeup about everything and anything. And I seem completely comfortable. But when people meet me in person, I'm very nervous because I'm like, was I like super awkward or just like a little awkward? Because I'm just not as...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the awkward moments you have when one of your followers, let me boast on you. You have thousands of organic followers.
I hate this conversation.
On Instagram. But it is funny that when we run into someone, we could be in Florida, we could be at Target, and someone would be like, hey, Jillian, I follow you on Instagram. Love your stuff. And you're like, thanks. You don't know what to say.
Awkward.
It is so freaking funny.
Yeah.
But yes, people mistake the fact that we're, you know, extroverts way too often. Like, mm-hmm. and especially like, wow, what do you mean you're introverted? You get up on stage and you talk to hundreds of people on a weekly basis. Yeah, it's a one-way conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like when I have the mic,
that's what this is easy for me too, because it's just me and you, and I'm totally comfortable. I'm not thinking about what everyone's like. Can you believe they just said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, right.
I don't agree with that.
So I think a lot of good public speakers are introverts.
Mm-hmm.
Comedians, believe it or not, are introverts. You know, those kind of things. So, but I need this element of solitude, and I think sometimes people look at that as that's unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually had people say that. You know, when you that loneliness is unhealthy, but there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people confuse solitude and loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Loneliness is a persistent internal feeling that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Some people could feel lonely even in a crowded room,
mm-hmm.
right? Solitude is when you choose loneliness in moments.
To Would you serve say you choose you. Loneliness or you choose to be alone?
Sure, yeah. Choose to be alone to fuel yourself, to reconnect with yourself, to silence the voices, to do all those things. You know what I mean? Like, I need that. Mm-hmm. I need that because with working with people and that kind of stuff, sometimes it just becomes overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, when I have to choose to be empathetic. I have to choose to be considerate of other people's opinions and ideas and those kind of things. And it's hard for me to center myself in what do I really feel? Mm-hmm. What do I really think? Mm-hmm. What do I really want? Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of things without those moments of solitude. So sometimes, I hate to say it, like, I love you to death and I adore working alongside of you. But, you know, there are sometimes I'm just like, yo, I have to go work at Starbucks or go to the office or something to that degree so that I could have a moment of solitude.
Yeah.
And you do that too, right?
Yeah. There are days that I work home alone and it's just me and the dog. And like, I love that because I can like, I'm not being distracted by people. I can get laundry done while I'm doing that and I'm just content. So then when it is the refueling, especially like, after like a long weekend, like if we had something Friday night and we had a couple things on Saturday and then we had church on Sunday morning, like, and we're coming home on a Sunday afternoon and I'm like, I just need to not do anything. I need to just take a nap and crash. Cause it like the over socialization, like takes a lot out of me.
Right.
And that'll be like the days where like Monday, if we've had a really full weekend and then Monday rolls around and it's like, we got to get up and have like four back-to-back meetings. I am like, not at my best because I'm just emotionally exhausted.
Right. Right. What do you think are the negatives of solitude then? Can somebody overdo it with the solitude?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because there are times where I'm like struggling with something or something's bothering me and then I start to isolate myself. So I'm isolating myself to make myself comfortable, not to refuel myself.
And good distinction. So there's a difference between solitude and isolation.
Yes. Yeah. And because when you isolate yourself, you become the genius about everything because you're not, there's no conversations being had. There's
I have
no,
the dopest ideas in the shower, dude.
Same.
The dopest ideas.
Same. And then I come out and I'm like, Mike, so I was thinking we should da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And first of all, it's like 7 a.m. and he's not even coherent yet. And he's like, no questions till after 10.
Yeah.
And then like by the time I come around, I'm like, no, that actually wasn't very wise. It just me and my party of one thought that was great. But yeah, everything sounds great when you're alone, when you're isolated, when you're not hearing different viewpoints. It's almost, it's like the whole like Facebook algorithm thing. Like when you just live in your newsfeed that is carefully curated to show you everything that you want to see, it's great because, but when you go, if for us, when we went to St. Louis, we turned the TV on. And we're in the Midwest, super white conservative, like the, I wouldn't even identify where we fall. I wouldn't say we fall to one side or the other. We're very, we're gray area people.
Yeah.
Like there, for me, it's like, are you this or that? And I'm like, but like, I need more details. Yeah. You know what I mean? But seeing like extreme sides of the spectrum, we're like, oh my goodness, people like really think this. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But we're so isolated within everything we want to see, we want to hear, we want to feel. So when we come out of that area, it's like, and I understand why people continue to isolate because they can't take it.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable in your party of one.
Right, right. I also think when I slide into isolation more than solitude, sometimes, I'm probably being too honest, but whatever. Sometimes it feels good feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
And so that's when I know that I'm not just choosing solitude anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in isolation because like I just want to feel sorry for myself. Mm-hmm. And that's when I need to either kick myself in the butt to get out of isolation or somebody needs to help me and kick me in the butt to get out of isolation. So that's the danger of it. When you allow solitude to slide into isolation.
Yeah.
That's where you start feeling sorry for yourself. Your dark thoughts take over.
You're spiraling, all that. And that's right. And let's be clear here as well. When we're talking about isolation, we're not even talking about physical isolation.
Yeah.
Even like mental isolation, because there will be times something's going on and you're isolating yourself in your head, and I can see it, and you're spiraling, and I can just tell by your demeanor and everything that you're like,
yeah,
you're gone. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask you a question and your reaction will say everything, and then I'll look at you, I'll be like, you need to go take a walk.
Yeah.
You need to go walk this off. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's jolting yourself out of that mental isolation and yeah. putting yourself into a physical solitude to change your perspective on what's going on. That can be, you can have that shift. Yep. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I think for me, the healthiest version of Mike Rosato is that in solitude, I get to clarify within myself, what am I feeling? What am I thinking? What are the narratives I'm holding on to, right? So it's that moment that I need just to like, I'm not telling you what I feel like you want to hear. I'm not filtering it by anyone else's lenses. Mm-hmm. I need, solitude allows me to be aware and own what I feel. Mm-hmm. Once you hit that, that's when it's time to break out of solitude. Because if not, then when you go into isolation, not only like what here in solitude, you own your feelings. Here in isolation, your feelings start owning you, mm-hmm. right? And so that's where like you have your moment of solitude.
Yeah.
But then when you come out of solitude, that's when you process it. That's when like there are moments where just like before you even get into an argument, have that moment, take a beat, figure out exactly what you're feeling, because your feelings are very complex. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts are complex. Mm-hmm. So that's where solitude can serve you.
Yeah.
But then when you get into isolation, you don't let anybody talk into that. You don't let anybody say that's stupid, that's not accurate, you know, and you start beginning to listen to the lies of your emotions and then buy into the lies of those emotions. And then that's the spiral that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I need to, solitude's for a moment, mm-hmm. but when you stay there, that's when you get stuck in isolation, and that's the downside of it.
Yeah,
But what are the benefits of solitude then? When you intentionally choose it, when you schedule it. Sometimes I actually feel like, you know what I could do better in? Again, too real. I could do better with scheduling solitude. Mm-hmm. Right now, like Tuesdays are loosely the day where we work separate. I'm out somewhere else or whatever, but I'm noticing that you have to design your life, because if you don't design it, you can live by default, you can live by design, and the more and more life gets crazy and bigger and faster, you just have to be very intentional with it. So I think I need to start scheduling my time of solitude.
Yeah. Also, I think some people hearing that might be like, okay, so what, I'm scheduling 2 hours to sit in a room by myself? No, like schedule yourself to do something that like it gives you rest. It gives you regeneration. Like for me, I have a standing nail appointment every 2 weeks. And I go in and I talk to my nail girl for like 5 minutes, and then she just does my nails and I'm silent. And that's moments of solitude for me, because I can't text anyone because my nails are being done. I'm not paying attention. They always have the news on the TV and I don't watch the news. So I'm not paying attention to that. So I'm literally just sitting there in the quiet, like trying to quiet my head, because my head doesn't always quiet. But like if I'm going to the grocery store, which I don't go to the physical grocery store much anymore, but like sometimes I'll see families of six at the grocery store together, and I'm like, that's like my own personal hell. Mm-hmm. Like for me, going to the store on my own, that's a moment of solitude. I'm getting something done at the same time, but do you know what I mean? Like, so it may feel weird for you to schedule something like 2 hours of solitude, but like piggyback it with something that you need to do and do it solo and see how that goes.
Yeah, yeah. There's a book that I read last year by a guy named Rich Velotis, and he talked about monastic living, big word, but what he's talking about is like monastery type of living, like, and to schedule those moments, those monastic moments where maybe solitude could also be meditation. Maybe solitude could be, you know, doing yoga, or, you know, sometimes we do sleep meditations, right? On the Peloton app, those kind of things, like, and being very intentional with those solitude moments, because again, clarity of mind is so essential right now in anything that you're doing. Parenting, relationships, that kind of stuff, just getting that clarity of mind. And I think that only comes from solitude. Even if you're an extroverted person, I think you should just be intentional and force yourself to do that, because there are huge, huge benefits to it. So that you could, and extroverts tend to be performers. You're performing for everyone. And then sometimes you need to remind yourself who you are behind the curtain, right? And so, like, my challenge to even the extroverts listening right now, like, do you remember who you are behind the curtain? That self-awareness, that self-acceptance, so important when it comes to your health and your well-being. You know what I mean? Any other thoughts on solitude?
I'm struggling. If anyone's watching the video, I keep yawning. I had a blueberry scone and I'm like carb crashing right now. I don't think I have any other thoughts about it. I think I did get a lot out in the beginning of this. But yeah, you're not boring me, I promise.
Thank you.
Just, I'm about to go refer into
to
a...
refer to the other episode, Am I Boring? No, I think those are helpful thoughts about it. So if you're an introvert, be aware of when you get into isolation. When you're an extrovert, schedule, be intentional about those moments of solitude, because there's some good stuff that can happen in those. And it doesn't have to be long. That might drive you crazy. But force yourself to meditate, read, write, journal. Every successful person, every millionaire, billionaire that I know and read about and research, they all journal. Most of them meditate. Most of them are very intentional with their calendars
and their mornings.
I hate that, but it's true. And there's this intentionality, and then there is a built-in sense of solitude that is essential for your success. So consider it. Hopefully you consider it today.
I think if anything, the distinction between solitude and isolation would probably be really helpful for a lot of people.
Big time. It was helpful for me. So
that's all I got.
Wrap it up, Jillian.
You want me to wrap it up? All right. Because I'm crashing fast. Thank you, Starbucks. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you like what you hear, share it. Subscribe to us. Follow us. Whatever platform you're listening on, like, do whatever they're suggesting. You can always check us out on Instagram at Jillian Rosato, at Mike Rosato, on TikTok at Mike Rosato, at Jillian.Rosato. And we will be back next Wednesday with another episode. Too real.
Peace.
Bye.